The modern workplace has become a curious contradiction. Despite technological advances promising greater efficiency, many of us feel more overwhelmed and disconnected than ever. Bruce Daisley, European Vice President for Twitter, tackles this paradox head-on in The Joy of Work, offering evidence-based strategies to transform toxic work cultures into places where people genuinely thrive. What makes his approach particularly refreshing is that it empowers everyone, not just executives, to reclaim workplace happiness through simple, science-backed techniques that challenge our always-on, productivity-obsessed culture. The book has quietly become a phenomenon in corporate circles, with leaders from Google to Goldman Sachs implementing its strategies. Why? Because they work, and they don't require massive organizational overhauls, just small, intentional changes in how we structure our days, interact with colleagues, and manage our attention. Open offices, designed to foster collaboration, have backfired, decreasing face-to-face interaction by 70%, while increasing sick days and creating constant interruptions. These interruptions aren't just annoying, they're productivity killers. Each distraction requires up to 8 minutes to regain concentration, and with multiple projects, we lose 75% of our productive time to mental switching costs. The solution is creating what Cal Newport calls monk mode morning, a sacred period of distraction-free focus time. By blocking the first part of each day for concentrated work and communicating your unavailability until late morning, you create conditions for meaningful progress. This approach aligns with psychologist Teresa Amabile's finding that people feel most satisfied when making tangible progress on meaningful work. By protecting your mornings for deep work, you ensure you have something valuable to contribute when collaboration time arrives. Effective teams balance focused individual work with strategic collaboration rather than constant multitasking. When overwhelmed with work, taking a walk seems counterproductive, but science shows the opposite. Walking boosts creativity by increasing blood flow and triggering divergent thinking that generates fresh ideas. Stanford researchers found walking increased creative thinking by 60% in 81% of participants, with benefits persisting after sitting down. Walking outdoors in natural settings proves especially effective, cleansing our mental palate and fostering new connections. Walking meetings transform conversations. The walk it out technique pairs colleagues for walks with one person discussing a challenge freely. Even brief 7-minute walks bring remarkable clarity as movement helps reorganize thoughts. The beauty of walking meetings is their accessibility. No special equipment, training, or expense required. As Nietzsche noted, all truly great thoughts are conceived by walking. Next time you're stuck, take your problem outside. Your brain and relationships will thank you. Headphones in the workplace aren't signs of disengagement. They're essential coping mechanisms for open-plan environments. Use them strategically. Mornings for focused work when circadian rhythms favor concentration, and midday periods without headphones to encourage connection. This balance serves different cognitive modes. For concentrated, convergent thinking, blocking distractions helps, while creative, divergent thinking requires activating our brain's daydreaming networks. Research shows more easily distracted people often generate more creative ideas, with breakthroughs frequently occurring during transitions between activities. Columbia University researchers found that switching between tasks at fixed intervals produces better creative solutions than continuous focus. James Webb Young's Creativity Guide emphasizes gathering diverse materials, digesting them thoroughly, then allowing unconscious processing during activities like walking. When used intentionally, facilitating deep work when on and creative collisions when removed, headphones can optimize both productivity and creativity. Our modern compulsion for productivity shows in behaviors like repeatedly pressing elevator buttons or feeling uncomfortable doing nothing. We've developed hurry sickness, a restless state of perpetual activity and anxiety about unfinished tasks. This condition stems from systemic pressures. Office workers process 200 emails daily, spend 16 to 23 hours weekly in meetings, and consume 5 times more information than in 1986. This constant connectivity creates unrealistic expectations and contributes to work stress illnesses, accounting for half of UK sick leave. The solution isn't more busyness, but calibrated urgency and deliberate mental downtime. Dr. Sandy Mann's research shows that boredom activates the brain's default network, allowing subconscious connections that enhance creativity. Without these breaks, stress causes attention shifting, creating more stress and diminishing creative capacity. Tennis star Andy Murray realized mental fatigue from countless decisions harms performance more than physical demands. Despite cultural celebration of overwork, science proves shorter hours increase productivity. Stanford researcher John Penkovell found 50 hours is the ideal maximum. Beyond that, output decreases dramatically. Embrace occasional emptiness, driving without music, showering without podcasts, or sitting quietly to reduce anxiety and nurture your most valuable ideas. Research at a Bank of America call center showed coordinated team breaks improved cohesion by 18%, reduced stress by 19%, and increased productivity by 23%. When call handlers took breaks together, they shared knowledge equivalent to gaining 10 years of experience. In Sweden, this practice is called fika, a cultural tradition of pausing to connect that companies like IKEA and Volvo embrace for well-being and creativity. Though seemingly contradicting advice for fewer meetings, adding a social meeting is vital for team synchronization. As CEO in Boston, Margaret Heffernan implemented a weekly social meeting where colleagues introduced themselves and their work after noticing her workplace lacked conversation. This became absolutely transformative by building trust and commitment. Similar practices exist elsewhere. Twitter's Tea Time Fridays, Young and Rubicam's Crisp Thursday, and BBC Radio 1's monthly pizza meetings. These gatherings create opportunities for spontaneous encounters, with research showing social time accounts for over 50% of positive changes in communication patterns. Try suggesting breaks with colleagues 2 or 3 times weekly, especially when you feel least able to step away. They're often most effective during moments of stress and exhaustion. What if loving your job means doing it less? At work, we often experience learned helplessness, accepting overwhelming demands without resistance. Harvard ethnographer Leslie Perlow found this pattern in Boston Consulting Group executives who believed constant availability was essential. When they tried disconnecting just one night weekly from email, they experienced better collaboration, energy, satisfaction, and client outcomes. A full day unplugged yielded even stronger results. Sleep is our most powerful performance enhancer, extending lifespan, boosting creativity and memory, preventing disease, and increasing happiness. While some claim they need less sleep, research shows 95% of self-proclaimed short sleepers are exaggerating. During sleep, our brain repairs itself and processes information. MIT researchers found rats' brains replay significant experiences during sleep at high speed, encoding important memories while discarding trivial ones. This explains why sleeping on a problem works. Students who slept between math challenge rounds solved problems 16.5% faster and were twice as likely to discover shortcuts. The path to workplace joy isn't through constant connectivity, but strategic disconnection. Breaking free from always-on culture builds team trust, enhances creativity, and increases happiness. Don't email on weekends. After 6 p.m. Friday, relax. For non-urgent emails, save drafts for Monday morning.